Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're joined by Jill Derby. She's the former Democratic State Party chair, and we're talking about the Middle East today for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Jill Derby. She is the former Democratic State Party chair and also chairman of the board of the American University in Iraqi Kurdistan. Pleasure to have you back on the program as always.
Good. Happy to be here, Sam.
So, an interesting event over the last couple of weeks was the announcement of an agreement essentially between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. This would only be the third country to really make peace with Israel in the Middle East in the last, 75 years. Thomas Friedman in the New York Times actually wrote a very positive article about this, which I'm glad he did because I think it's a very important step in the Middle East peace process and opening up the Middle East. But a lot of the news media just kind of brushed it by as though it weren't important. And I think that's just part of, you know, what's going on with politics at this point in time in the election cycle. But you are very deeply involved in issues in the Middle East. Tell us what this really means as far as you're concerned.
Well, you know, the relationship had been building between the UAE and Israel for some time. You know, there's a lot that goes on outside of the view of the public and cameras that's happening in order to normalize. And I think it's a good step forward. I think the concession of taking the on the Israeli side of taking off the table, taking more territory from the Palestinians was important. The Israelis didn't agree to do that in perpetual time, but they agreed to do that at least for now. I think that was an important concession. I don't think it would have happened without that. So it remains to be seen. I mean, there's been a steady normalization going on for decades now with others as well, and I think that will gradually happen. The Palestinian problem will continue to fester. And I think the rest of the world looks at that as very central to a long-term, stable, enduring Middle East peace and stability. So I think that's why outside world, you know, a lot of people weren't sure that it was good. They were glad that the annexation of territory was taken off the table. That was important. But I think it is important, and I think the long-term stability of that region is is important, ultimately the issue of the Palestinians has to be solved.
So we'll come back to that, but let's look at, you know, potentially some of the positives here. First of all, as you say, there have been ongoing discussions between Israel and their neighbors for years.
Yeah.
And Jordan has always been concerned about eventually ending up as the Palestinian state because they don't want to be that. But the discussions with Saudi Arabia, UAE, and others, you know, because Iran is the big enemy.
Yeah.
And so with the United States looking to, at least in the Obama administration, the pivot to Asia, it seems that, you know, the Middle East is now more revolving around Israel in terms of security. Would you agree with that?
Well, the dynamic now with Iran being the enemy, you remember, you know, there's an old Arab proverb and everybody quotes it, and that is the friend of my friend and the enemy of my enemy. And that's what the case is. Now, Iran has become, with the threat of nuclear weapons developing and, you know, and with our policy now particularly, having pulled out of the Iran nuclear agreement, I mean, they've become more and more the enemy, and it's the tension between Saudi Arabia, really, and Iran that is driving a lot of things and a lot of the policies that are happening over there. So that's a new dynamic that wasn't the case, you know, 5 or 10 years ago.
You know, it's interesting to see, you know, the Saudis, you know, have been quietly working with Israel for a long time. And of course, even though they still don't admit it, but the whole world knows that Israel has nuclear weapons.
Of course they do.
So, I mean, you know, it makes sense that if you're going to have this split between, you know, Iran and all the terrorism groups that they sponsor, that Israel would, you know, be smarter if the other countries would align with Israel.
I think that underlines the dynamic, Sam. Yeah.
Have the Palestinians taken themselves out of this discussion because, you know, it's a generational divide.
Mm-hmm.
So Hamas, until the next generation comes up, Hamas is never going to agree to anything to do with being beneficial to Israel, or for that matter, I think, Egypt. The PLO, you know, their leadership is dying off. It's going to be the next generation, is it not, that is going to come to whatever agreement really ends up being the peace deal, if there is one, with Israel?
I think so. And the truth is that the polling shows that the majority, at least over 50% of that new generation, are very comfortable with the idea of one state. You know, what's been on the table is two states, the Palestinians having their own independent state. And with the moves that Israel has taken to annex territory that belongs to the Palestinian, and what they've left is just this patchwork it's completely unviable. I think the youth have realized they'd be better off. And the truth is, the reason there are Israelis very threatened by that is in the long term, the demographic trends will have that Israel will be a predominantly Arab and Palestinian state. And then they're going to have to accommodate that in their political system, because they can't have the South African apartheid system, which essentially they have now, that the Palestinians don't have full rights. And, you know, the world is not going to support that. So looking into the long-term future, it's very complicated, because now you have more young Palestinians saying, well, yes, you know, we're growing in terms of demographics. We'll have more say. They've been growing in terms of their political bloc, as you know, in the Israeli Knesset. They see that in the long term, they're better off that way. The truth is that their parents in the older generation, I mean, they're Palestinians, and they don't want to think of themselves as an ethnic group, let's call it, whether minority or majority, in another state that doesn't name them. So that's, I think, what's hard for the older generation to give up, is we're Palestinians. We want Palestine. We want our Palestine state. That's what the tension is there. But the youth, I think we're going to see that. I think that two states not going to work now, because what Israel has settled is going to be hard to claw back. And
But do you ever see Israel realistically giving up the ability to continue to be a Jewish state? I just don't ever see that happening.
That's the tension. And you see, in order, that's a big tension.
I mean, you talk
tension.
About a war, that would be the war.
Well, I don't know that. I just don't know that, particularly as maybe Israeli youth come on and become more of a, you know, less embedded in the history of the past. I don't know that. But that's really what's on the table. If it's not two states and it's one state, then ultimately the Palestinians, which demographically are growing faster than the Israelis, are going to be a bigger and bigger block and ultimately my majority. And you can't have a majority of the people that don't have political rights in your state. It's very complicated. The founders wanted it to be. But that's not everybody, Sam, that it has to be a Jewish state. There are more voices saying, well, maybe it doesn't have to be. So.
Do Democrats in general, and this is a broad question, so therefore maybe there's not a simple answer, but do Democrats, or at least Democratic leadership in this country, feel the same way that you do?
Well, I don't know that I can speak for them. You know, it's an interesting thing, Sam, that Trump has managed something that's never happened before. There's always been a bipartisan, across party lines support for Israel. Now, because of the acts he's taken and appointing his son-in-law, you know, Jared Kushner, to arrange something, that there's less Democratic support than there has been in the past, which is an interesting dynamic. That's on Trump's watch.
But do you not think that people who are watching the Middle East as you do are applauding what has occurred? Because, I mean, you know, taking the politics out, you know, in the past, international diplomacy has been separate from political considerations in this country. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this UAE move is going to open up all kinds of economic benefits for both Israel and the UAE, and these other countries will be able, if they see that there are no problems arising. Because I think, to me, and maybe this is just the governments, not necessarily the people, but it seems like the people in the Middle East in government are done with the Palestinian issue. They want to move forward. They want to be more technologically advanced. They want to have more financial engagement with the rest of the world, and Israel is a big part of that. So it just seems to me that in a non-political United States world, it's better for the United States if the Middle East is not, you know, a hotbed of violence, and Iran is certainly, you know, funding all these different terrorism groups around the Middle East, and I don't see the benefit. I see the benefit of more arrangements. And if Jared Kushner has been able to pull this off with the help of the State Department, then aside from the politics, I think that should be applauded.
Yeah, I think it has been applauded generally. I think why most of the world is cool about it is the worry about ultimately settling the Palestinian issue. There will not be really widespread permanent peace in the Middle East without some arrangement, some settlement that is satisfactory. I think the good thing is that the Palestinian youth are starting to show more flexibility in terms of making it work. But people who are absolutely adamant that Israel must always be a Jewish state are very nervous about what that looks like. And so right now, I think that everybody benefits, and it's true about the other Arab states what do want to move ahead. So all of that's on the table, but you've sort of kicked the can down the road regarding the Palestinian issue. It'll remain a problem and could be a source of terrorism going down the road.
But could that source of terrorism be worse than we currently have?
I just don't know, Sam. I think there's a lot that's uncertain about the future.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more on the Middle East after this time out.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, Go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jill Derby. She's the former Democratic State Party Chair of Nevada and also pretty much one of our local experts on the Middle East. What in the world happened in Lebanon with this? The most stunning, stunning explosion. And I think the world held its breath, hoping and praying that it wasn't Israel that had something to do with that, yeah. Which it turned out it didn't. But Lebanon is essentially collapsed, has it not?
Well, it has, and you know, Lebanon is such a tragedy because what a wonderful country Lebanon
has been. The Paris of
the
Middle
East. It is, it always has been. I've spent a lot of time there. Wonderful people. And I was really inspired after that, watching all the people that came out to clean up and welcome people into their homes that were complete strangers because they were homeless now, and they're, you know, it's very touching. That's so Arab, that's so the Middle East, you know, welcoming the stranger. But the government there is totally corrupt, and it has been corrupt. And imagine keeping that storage of those highly explosive elements right there in the critical port, and who's responsible for that? Do you know what I mean? But they had been in a downward trajectory for months and months because of just the corruption in the government. You know, it's run by some elites that are very powerful, and it's the patronage system, and you have power, you put your own people in, and it's just rigid and stuck. And it's the problem in a lot of the Middle East, that whole patronage system. It's corrupt, you send in money, it gets skimmed off at the different levels, and then a small amount gets to where it's supposed to go. I was really encouraged by the French president going in and saying, we're not sending our aid in through the government, we're gonna send it to the NGOs and the aides and get it to the people that need it. I was very pleased to hear that. I'm pleased to hear the IMF saying, we're going to demand reform, because it just has to. I have a good friend that's there who's also the attorney for our university. And he and his family has a place there, and he was there at the time we've been talking about it. And the demonstrations have been everywhere because of the just terrible governance and corruption. And so I'm just hopeful out of this devastation, something good will emerge. We'll see. There's going to be huge resistance to it because the handful of elites that run everything aren't going to want to give up. But I think the IMF, the World Bank, everybody that wants to send in aid, if they will sidestep the government and force reform, maybe something good can come. It's just a horrible tragedy, horrible tragedy.
Do you think that it doesn't help with the fact that the terrorist organization is part of the government in Lebanon?
Yeah, but the Lebanese don't look at Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. That's an American designation. So it's been part of the government for a long time. They're sort of a tripart. One of the challenges in Lebanon is that, you know, you have sort of the sectarian-based tripartite approach to governing, so that you have to have so many of the Shia and so many of the Sunni and so many of the Christians, and you have that coalition. And it's been, it just has not been effective at governing. But
do you consider Hezbollah to be a terrorist organization?
I don't, they probably are, I don't know.
Really?
I only say that because how do you define a terrorist organization? I mean, some people call...
Funded by Iran.
What about the Kurds that are called a terrorist organization? And they're very good Kurds that function,
so you bring up a great point, which is that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom
fighter. Yeah, I bring up that, and I say that about Hezbollah, too. The leaders in Hezbollah that are part of the Lebanese government at times have been really the dominant government and handle things fairly well. So I just want to make that distinction. From outside, it's easy to put that label on. And it's just like the same with the Kurds. Yes, there's a division of Kurds that are terrorists and are designated terrorists by the definition of the United States and the United Nations. It's the same with Hezbollah. They are clearly aligned with Iran, and that's not a group
They fund them, they send them weapons.
Sure.
So it's part of their network, which
I
think if we were going by the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal's definition, they would be, you know, as far as Americans concerned, terrorists.
But I want to say not all members of the Hezbollah political party are terrorists. It's similar to the Kurds. So I just would make that distinction.
All right. Let's take another break and we'll come right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jill Derby. She's the former Democratic State Party chair and also the chairman of the board of the American University in Iraq, up in Kurdistan. We don't hear that much about Iraq these days. Just give us a brief update, if you would.
Well, you know, Iraq is struggling. It has been ever since we invaded it back in 2003 and caused a civil war. It has the best government it's ever had. You know, I know the president of Iraq, and he's such an integrous, well-principled, educated man. So they're really trying. And they've got a good prime minister finally, and he's doing the best he can. The problem in Iraq is you have these sectarian divisions that have really become more important. And you have, you know, the Iranian influences. They're their neighbors, of course. Iraq and Iran have managed to get along pretty well because they're pretty close neighbors. But Iran, ever since it weighed in and getting rid of ISIS, and they did big time, because remember, when Iraq was invaded, ISIS took a third of the country. And we flew, air support. But in fact, a lot of Iranian troops came in and organized Iraqis into these militias, and they really helped fight and throw ISIS out. So the Iranian influence in the military remains in these militias there. And so the prime minister is just trying to bring all parties together, the different militias under the aegis of the Iraqi military. That's not so easy. So like any country has to deal with their neighbors and the dynamics there. So it's challenging. They've got the best government they've had. They're trying. The corruption has been horrible. People in the south in Basra, listen, it gets 112 down there, and they don't have electricity throughout 24 hours and so on and so forth. So there's been a lot of corruption. It's hard to take on.
What about in Kurdistan? We only got a couple of minutes here.
Oh, very good.
In Kurdistan, the Kurds were trying to take the oil fields. And that caused a big problem in the southern part of their country. And has that calmed down now?
It has calmed, and they finally struck a deal with the Baghdad central government. You know, the Kurds' arrangement is they are an autonomous area. They have their own parliament. They elect their prime minister and so forth. But it's a federal system. They're part of Iraq, and they report to the central government. There's an arrangement where they're supposed to get 17% of oil revenue that comes in, and that has never been finalized. And so the people in Iraq, up in the Kurdish region, very stable, prospering more than the south of the country, have not been getting paid salaries and so on and so forth. They finally struck a deal. It's going to be helpful. I think they realize they've got to make it work, but it's a natural friction. You know, the Kurds are very independent, would rather be an independent country.
Has peace returned in the north?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, there are two political parties, and they both have a Peshmerga. That is will always be a tension in Kurdistan. But, you know, for the last 30 years, it's prospered. You know, it's a very, very stable place. I'm in no danger when I go.
Okay, so, and that was a big point, because there was a period where just the southern part of Kurdistan had gotten quite violent for a while.
Well, you're looking way back in history, I think, because I don't think recently.
When the Kurds declared that they were going to keep the oil revenue, was there not violence?
Oh, well, the Iraqi army came up and took Kirkuk, which the Kurds claim is part of their territory.
Right.
Those boundaries are still disputed.
That's what I would call violence.
Well, it wasn't much. I mean, not very many people died in that, because the Iraqi army is very strong, and they just took over and said, no, now that you're trying to claim that, we're taking it back. And they're going to have to negotiate. It's always been, there's a lot of disputed territory around the border that the Kurds claim and the Iraqi government, central government claim.
Which is part of the history of the Middle East.
That's
where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. And you'll be coming back to talk more about politics, I'm sure, before the election.
Before it's all over.
Thank you, Jill. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.